B-Pod Studios.
WBQT HD1 Boston.
Hot 96.9.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Boston has a new police commissioner. A Charlestown man appears naked on a courtroom monitor during jury selection. And remember LimeWire? Well, it's back. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Despite cheating over and over again, Chloe and Tristan are about to welcome baby number two. But it's the timing of it all that's even more gut-wrenching for Chloe. And Nick Cannon wants his true love, Mariah, back.
Leroy has your sports.
Was Gronk suggesting that Patriots fans might be a little dramatic? Mm-hmm. Plus, Alex Cora sounds off on the Red Sox.
But first, Boston has a new police commissioner, as Boston Mayor Michelle Wu introduced Michael Cox at a park in Roxbury, which is actually right around the corner from where he grew up. He worked for Boston Police for about 30 years, left in 2019 to become the chief of police in Ann Arbor, Michigan. While in Boston, while working as an undercover officer, he was actually beaten by a group of police officers, was also beaten up two other times, and won a civil rights lawsuit against the department.
And he wanted to come back?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Couldn't it be?
Wow. Yep. He says he wants to.
Ann Arbor must suck.
Damn.
Cox said that he wants to get back to the city's community policing basics and will take office on August 15th. Victor Pena is a Charlestown man accused of kidnapping and raping a woman in 2019. Well, yesterday he appeared on a courtroom monitor during jury selection.
Ugh.
Naked.
Ugh.
Not only was he naked.
Gross.
But he performed an obscene act.
Ugh.
The jury was removed and the video feed was cut off and jury selection continues today.
We need a trial. Like,
I think at that point you just hit fast forward and say guilty. You know?
Like, come on.
And remember, LimeWire, the music download site, pretty much gave your computer a virus.
Yeah.
Well, it is making a comeback. Not as a music site, but as an NFT marketplace. And if you didn't know, NFT stands for non-fungible tokens. And they're basically like digital collectibles. LimeWire says that they want to bring the NFT world to the mainstream. Good luck with that.
I have such a bad taste in my mouth from LimeWire. It's going to take me a while to trust that. Every time I tried, and I'm not the most technologically savvy person there is, but every time I tried to get something from LimeWire, it always ended in disaster.
But you'd always still use it, though.
I'd still try.
You keep going. Yeah.
I'd still keep going back for more.
No, how many how many times it would screw up your computer?
Every time.
I would still keep going back.
Literally, 100% of the time, I failed. I always picked the wrong thing.
Damn. Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, Nick Cannon wants his old thing back. On a recent podcast, he was asked specifically about his ex, Mariah Carey, and if he would go back.
Of course. I truly respect it, but that, come on, that's my fantasy love. That's somebody I will always love. Like, I will never have a love like I have with Mariah. If I had the opportunity to, if it could be the way that it was, I'm there.
I don't think she's going to be into you, besides the fact that she already has a man. But, like, imagine if, you know, Mariah's like, oh, I want to get back with Nick, but she just finished pounding out like 8 kids with 8 different dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, since their divorce in 2016, Nick and Mariah have been co-parenting very well. They're on great terms. And Nick says he actually respects Mariah's boyfriend, Brian, very much. So, yeah, it's not going to happen. Doja Cat's DM slip has cost her a good amount of Instagram followers. I told you guys last week that she slid into Stranger Things actor Noah Schnapp's DMs, asking him to set her up with his co-star, Joseph Quinn. And Noah posted screenshots of the conversation to the world. Well, since the incident, Doja Cat has lost 200,000 followers. And on the other side, Noah has gained 1 million.
Dude, Stranger Things is bigger than Doja Cat.
Well, that was weird. That whole thing was very strange.
It was. Noah did confirm everything is all good with he and Doja Cat. He told her he apologized, and she forgave him. So
she's a celebrity that doesn't know how to be a celebrity. Like, she tries to take advantage of stuff. She's just like, I want that. Give it to me.
I like that guy.
Give me his number because he will automatically like me. Come
she's
on,
been
man.
on she goes on Instagram Live a lot. She's on a thing lately where she's just doing art. And she's painting and stuff. And she just goes on and paints. And she'll do her makeup.
And her makeup, too?
Shut up.
Does art on her face?
I know. Shut up. And I'm not sure this news shocked many people when it broke yesterday. But Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson are set to welcome baby number two via surrogate Now, the timing of this is interesting. So people immediately started clowning Khloé for taking him back, and how dare she have another baby with the man who publicly continues to embarrass her with his cheating. However, the baby was conceived back in November, which is 1 month before the news broke of Tristan's baby with Marilee Nichols. So, as you can expect, the news of that story was even more painful for Khloé than if a baby wasn't involved. So a rep for the Kardashians confirmed the baby news. However, they also confirmed that Khloé and Tristan are not together, and they haven't even communicated outside of co-parenting matters since December. Some sources are saying the baby may have already been born. Other sources are saying the birth is imminent. But if the baby was conceived in November, that timing wouldn't really be right. So I don't know. You're thinking like, what, August? Maybe August, September.
There's no way the baby was born yet because the Kardashians can't keep anything a secret. Anything.
Well, it's interesting.
You're gonna keep a baby a secret?
What? But you're saying that, but it's interesting to me because if you watch the Hulu show.
Oh, here we go.
I love it. The surrogate news story was not mentioned at all. They did.
What? It wasn't in the script.
They're saving it for the special.
Did it make the cutting room floor?
Yeah, well, there's another season coming out soon, yeah. So maybe they'll address it in the next season. But they did address the Marilee Nichols story, but they didn't address the surrogate.
Could you imagine having one of the Kardashians' babies, but it being such a boring storyline that it didn't make it onto the show? They're like,
Yeah, that's a good point.
We have the baby or Kim has a headache. Let's go with the headache.
And real quick, somebody tweeted something that went viral that I thought was interesting. They were like, so Tristan knew he had a baby that was about to be born with some random person he had a one-night stand with, yet he went and agreed to have another baby with Khloé via surrogate. That dude is just a piece of trash. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Okay, Rob Gronkowski announced his retirement from football about a month ago through an Instagram post. He didn't mention the Patriots in it, and of course, some fans were feeling some type of way. Well, Gronk spoke to reporters about it yesterday. He said he thinks it's a little blown out of proportion and that he kind of mentioned the Pats during his first retirement. I guess that should be good enough for Patriots fans. The Red Sox lost again to the Rays 4-1, and manager Alex Cora called the team out, saying that they're making a lot of mistakes and it's costing them games.
Oh, no! We suck again!
You got that right. And Bleacher Report has got Celtics fans ready to fight. They put up a post about ranking the NBA's best superstar duos. Underneath, there was a list of five NBA duos, and Tatum and Brown were not on the list. The disrespect, y'all, it's out of control. And the anger from Celtics fans, including myself, is justified. You can't tell me anything different. The hate needs to cease. Sox Rays again tonight at 7:10. And if you would, please, Romero, the road to kickball glory continues.
Glory.
Glory. Hallelujah. As my kickball team, Buy Me Dinner First, was victorious last night, prime time. Beating our opponent. That's right. 5-1. Yes, sir. Making us 8-1 for the season. What a night. Like I said, prime time under the lights. Spectators all around.
Who would you want lost to?
What a time to be alive.
Are you going to have to face them in the playoffs?
That was a name. That was the team you lost to? What a time to be alive?
No, I'm just saying, what a time to be alive to witness such magnificent. Too. No, I just know they wear maroon.
Are they good? Yeah. Like, you think if you play them again, you'll beat them?
That's the team where the young lady punked me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes. Yo, by the way, if you put kickball, as much as I goof on it, if you put adult kickball on one of the ESPNs on a random Sunday afternoon, I might watch it just to see what's going
Listen.
On.
Yeah.
You know, the other day they had, and this is like amazing, they had, it was like parkour tag. Have you ever seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-mm.
They set up obstacles and it's tag, but the dudes are climbing and swinging and going under stuff.
That sounds cool.
Yo, it was so exciting to watch. I had no idea who was who, but I just wanted the guy. I always wanted the guy who was not it to like make it
right.
Out. But I don't know how they did because they always got tagged.
Right.
I watched a cornhole tournament on ESPN the other day.
Loser.
Right,
well, that's where we draw the line.
Well, listen, our last game of the regular season is next week. I'll keep you informed, and that's just sports.
All right. Today's good news. Rowdy is a cat who is traveling with her family to the U.S. from Germany, landed at Logan Airport. Well, Rowdy escaped from a pet carrier to chase some birds and was on the run through the airport for 3 weeks. Well, the good news is, after a massive search, wow, Rowdy was finally caught yesterday.
That's impressive. I can't catch my cat if I have him locked in the bathroom with me. This cat was in the airport.
I know, right? She was given a health check and will be returned to her family on Saturday.
Let's go!
Wake up, Boston.
It's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Turn it up.
In the morning. On Hot 96.9.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.